Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
The lockdowns have been tough, Biden conceded at the outset. God knows how we got them, but we did. Those restrictions will be lifted as soon as we can lift them, and we will return to some version of the country we now only dimly remember. We'd really love to do that. We mean it. We'd love it. But in order to go forward and take the boot off your neck, we're going to need every American to listen very carefully and to obey our orders. Do what we tell you to do. Now, that won't be easy. But if you do it, there is a payoff for good behavior. If you're obedient, there's a chance, not a guarantee, of course, but a distinct possibility, God willing, that you may be able to see some of the people you love around July 4th. That could actually happen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this.
If we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends, we'll be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
Did you hear that, America? There is a good chance, again, not a sure thing, but what is a sure thing these days? But a good chance that you might be allowed to have a modest cookout 4 months from now. That is, as long as you obey regulations, weather permitting, and assuming that current federal projections unfold according to plan. That's your prize! This offer, by the way, does not apply to full-time employees, the radio station, or their families. But with luck, this could be your reward after a year and a half of lockdowns. A 4th of July cookout in your very own backyard, assuming you have one. Don't ever tell us that Joe Biden isn't a compassionate, generous man. Here he is offering you, with some medically necessary caveats outlined by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the right to cook your own hot dogs. With the provision, obviously, that you do it in a small, masked group seated far apart at a prescribed distance from one another. Don't get crazy and hug or celebrate or talk too loud or anything like that. Moderation is the key here. But still, a socially distanced barbecue. What other wonders does President Biden have in store for us? Well, you're going to have to get vaccinated to find out. Sorry, that's the other requirement. Should have mentioned it. Everybody needs the shot, period. That's what Biden said. And that's a lot of shots. The good news, now that we're on what Joe Biden describes as a, quote, war footing with this virus, vaccinating people against it is a counterterrorism operation. What we did to ISIS, we're going to do to COVID. Biden didn't mention drones, but we will need soldiers. And that's why Joe Biden is building a vaccination corps that will include active duty members of the military, an army of vaccinators. Watch.
2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public. But soon we will. Now, because all the work we've done, we'll have enough vaccine supply for all adults in America by the end of May. That's months ahead of schedule. And we're mobilizing thousands of vaccinators to put the vaccine in one's arm.
Thousands of vaccinators to vaccinate everyone. That sounds amazing. But it does raise at least one vaccine question. What if you don't want to get vaccinated? Not everyone does. Some people have religious objections. Others have concerns about this specific medicines. Others simply don't want it. Do you need a reason to turn down the vaccine? And what happens if you do turn it down? Will you be allowed to fly on airplanes or go to work or enter the front doors of Madison Square Garden? Joe Biden didn't specify, but it's pretty hard to believe he would support any kind of vaccine coercion. As he has told us so often over so many years, if it's your body, it's your choice.
I support.
All right, the full report is on InfoWars.com. This is the man that the Pentagon wants off the air. This is the man they say is a terrorist. This is the man they're now saying must be removed. This is the man that Brian Stelter tells us isn't allowed to be on TV anymore. because he's a pro-America populist, and they are the enemy, taking the country over and destroying it. Oh, and remember, all these other countries are banning these vaccines. India banned them months ago. But you'll never hear that on our news.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you.
We are back live, my friends. On this live Monday, March 15th, 2021 transmission. Well, we knew it was coming. We knew it. This is an exact plan. Agenda 21, global sustainability, post-industrial world. And now I have stacks of articles and videos from over the weekend with CNN, MSNBC, the Davos Group, Harvard, the BBC, saying we need climate lockdowns actually every few months. And we need computers and smart cities to tell us when you can drive a car or when you can go outside or what food you can buy. Now, where have I heard of this before? And you know, if you're a radio listener, you're not watching us on TV right now, we're simulcast, maybe you're like Rip Van Winkle, and you were in a coma the last year and a half, and you think I'm lying about all this. For TV viewers, we're putting everything I say on screen. But it's always important to remember we are simulcasting this, because even though I knew this was all coming, it's hard for me to believe it. I mean, it's hard to believe they're really going ahead with it. And everything else, again, was just preparation, was a beta test. And so we're now in the fight. We're now in the ship, in the storm. We're now living in an incredible time. And so let's go ahead and lay it out for people. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. The fact that they have engineered this collapse, the fact that they have pulled the switch on this, is a critical juncture point. And what am I talking about? When they start coming out and saying the borders are being over flooded because of climate change, when they say, oh, COVID came because of climate change, what they're saying is it's your fault, you're dirty, you're bad, and that's why we've got to put in these carbon taxes and control everybody and track everything you do and put taxes on all use of carbon, including oxygen and carbon dioxide, a total surveillance tyranny. You got to wear a mask over your face because you're infectious. It's all an anti-human, anti-life, anti-carbon-based life form takeover. And I ask you, is this human? And then there's the whole intellectual debate, or the scientific debate, that obviously the lockdown is the main reason there's even bigger giant migrant hordes coming up organized by the UN to overrun our countries. And they admit in the Club of Rome and CFR documents, and also the documents that Lou Dobbs got 15 years ago when he was at CNN with a FOIA request, where they said at the North American Union Summit in Banff, Canada, they said a whole host of things. The documents are public. They said we're going to use the outbreak of a virus to bring in world government and UN control. We're then going to use the ensuing disruptions and quarantine lockdowns to collapse the third world and force them via starvation to flood the first world. And then we're going to use a global currency crisis to bring in a one world currency. And that's the next shoe to drop. But first they've got to get you off balance. First they've got to destabilize everything. And that's what they're doing right now with all over the country. Oh, people, be homeless. Be homeless on the city streets in front of people's houses. Just get used to tent cities and fentanyl and feces everywhere. So that as more people go homeless and as hundreds of millions come into Europe and hundreds of millions, they're talking about doubling our population in the next 10 years, tripling it by 2050. They want 600 plus million people, the UN officially said, for replacement migration in the U.S. alone by 2050. By 2030, they want 200 million of those here. And that's a group they will control, a group that they can starve, a group they won't allow to have jobs, who will be on universal guaranteed incomes, who will live in coffin apartments, who will be politically brainwashed and controlled by the UN to do whatever they want inside this country, whenever they want. And it's checkmate, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Klaus Schwab says in the promo video from 2 years ago, you will own nothing, you will have nothing, there will be tons of migrants in your country because of climate change. And so now they just switch it. Oh, COVID's the reason things collapse. Oh, no. It's the COVID lockdown actually did it. So they bait and switch and say, oh, no. It's actually climate change is the reason you're starving. Climate change is the reason you lost your job. Climate change is the reason that there's an encampment of 300 Guatemalans down the street from your house in the woods, themselves starving to death. This is dystopia. This is modern warfare. This is the takeover. And I told you a year ago they were launching all this as a beta test for global carbon lockdowns. And now, from the London Guardian to the Associated Press to Reuters, they say, get used to it. And the left, because they see it as part of their political power, the average person is now going along with all of this. And just like that, you're enslaved. Just like that, they take over. So here is Fauci saying that it's inevitable that deadly viruses, more coming, more lockdowns, because we're bad. Climate change, carbon dioxide. Even though he made it in a lab with the communist Chinese and then used the fear of it to totally take our rights and collapse the third world. Now we're being rushed for the third world. And they say, oh, that's the climate change too. Even though it's all part of their admitted plan. And again, I told you probably 500 times last year that by the middle of next year, we would be under a new invasion and a collapse. And I told you they were going to steal the election from Trump. I was on 3 days before the election with Joe Rogan. I said he'll win in a landslide and they'll steal the election from him. And they did. So it's not about me going, oh, look, I'm smart. It's about there's a battle plan. They're running a plan against us. Admit this is the plan. The New World Order is real. Their plan to enslave you is real. I know there's thousands of flavors of political BS out there and swirling ocean of BS. We're not it, folks. We're over the target. And I just want to warn all the bureaucrats and all the dummies and everybody else that goes along with this. You're not part of the system. I don't care if you're a firefighter, a bureaucrat, a professor, a school teacher, any of you. This is a hell being created by psychotics like Fauci and Bill Gates. You have been warned, ladies and gentlemen. There's no more denying this now. But we have a normalcy bias. Even when we're hit by something like this, it's hard to believe. I'm the same way. It's crazy because you're not like Hitler or Stalin or Mao. These people are. Remember, their model is Xi Jinping and current China. They admit that's their model. The Washington Post and others praise Xi Jinping and say they hope he dominates America. The Davos Group 4 years ago said, don't worry about Trump. We're going to destroy him and America. We're going to do it economically. And now you see them. They shut us off. They're open for business because they consolidate power. It's called siege. It's called siege. It's called siege. We're under siege. We're under house arrest. We're under lockdown. And Biden, the one-year anniversary of the lockdown. Lights out, lockdown. Here they are talking about the climate change bull.
You know, when you think about, sadly, having to prepare for this again, right? And I know there's a lot of folks who
who think that, you know, due to climate change and due to the globalization in general, it's inevitable we're going to deal with more and more viruses like this. The biggest lesson you're going to take away to prepare for the next one?
You know, there are a couple of lessons, Chuck. There are lessons domestically. There are lessons public health-wise, scientifically. Let's take global to begin with. We have to have a better global health security network of interconnectivity, of communication, of transparency, so that we are talking to each other all the time and know what's going on.
We have to also look to Central America and Mexico and the rest. The corruption, the violence, all of that. So, Bam, my most recent trip to the Northern Triangle, that would be Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, you saw the impact of the climate change, mind you. These people were leaving because of the drought. They couldn't farm, and they were seeking other ways to survive.
There you go. It's climate change. It isn't the lockdown. It's not Klaus Schwab. It's not Bill Gates. No, no, no. It's not big tech doubling their profits in China, tripling their profits. No, it's us. It's carbon dioxide. We're bad.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's
800-507-6553. Something very, very interesting that I had remembered a few months ago and then basically forgotten about. And so I'm so glad that they didn't let it fall through the cracks and one of the crew members saw this and noticed it themselves. The pre-programming of wearing masks in Hollywood movies setting the future as a dystopia. That's why I call them dystopics or dystopians. And then I saw some talk show host making fun of me a few weeks ago. I just happened to run into it. They go, Jones doesn't even know how to say dystopia. No, it's called dystopic. That's another word. You can create new words or you can put different ends on them. Dystopic is a word I came up with. People that want to create a dystopia as a form of governance on purpose, like fascist or communist, I call them dystopics. And just since I started using the term dystopic, it's been picked up. But that's what it is. That's how new words get created. Like the left-right paradigm. I created that. I see people go, why is he supporting Trump? He's a right-winger. It's a left-right paradigm. Yes, I know. I coined that term. It's great to have it used back against me. Trump's a populist shattering the left-right paradigm. But people identify that type of populism as right-wing, so I don't argue with them. It's like, I used to be involved with micro FMs around the country to get around censorship, little 1-watt, 2-watt transmitters on open spots on the frequency dial back when they had that before HD came in. And I would say on air, hey, this guy's got a bunch of great pirate radio FM transmitters for sale. And the micro FM community would get so mad at me and they'd say, Alex, it's micro FM, it's not pirate. But people don't know what that means. You know, the Voice of America and the CIA, back when they were totally run by the globalists, in the 1980s, put tens of thousands of little FM transmitters all over Europe where people could get the truth out and get around the system. And that's what we need to do again today. Didn't matter if it's your one block for FM or AM. Break into the mainstream transmissions. I wouldn't do it for our local stations, but, you know, globalist propaganda news programs, UHF, VHF, blast over them for 10 blocks. Break into it and say, you're under control. The vaccine's poison. They're killing you. Marvelous Marvin Hagler died from it and so many others because we're under physical assault. It's time for civil disobedience. And I remember through a supplier online, we got a hold of Eastern European micro FM transmitters that were like a tenth of a watt or whatever. And then you would put it into an amplifier and get it out. And these were from the 1980s. That the CIA shipped into Eastern Europe that had been sold back. Nice little piece of history, and then I ended up buying it from some dealer online. But that's the type of resistance going on. And resistance starts small, but then it gets bigger. Yeah, on screen we've got a micro shortwave AM, FM, all-weather band radio. Those are great, great systems. Everybody should have those. There's no reviews on that yet, but it's a new product. Those are not for transmitting, though. I was talking about transmitting. Those are for receiving, which is also very, very important to be able to do. We are on WWCR. Been on WWCR for about 25 years. WWCR, 100,000 watts world service. I get letters from Africa, Latin America, Asia. But you can also listen to us on there 6 hours a day on WWCR, Tennessee. Okay, let me get back into the globalists and what they're up to. I mentioned these articles earlier, but just imagine, we're not supposed to question, we're not supposed to say anything. Fauci says he's just amazed. What's the exact quote here? Fauci just cannot believe. Oh, he says it's so disturbing. Fauci says it's so disturbing that Trump voters skeptical of experimental mRNA vaccines. Why? Why would you be skeptical? Let me just read you some of these headlines again. Marvelous Marvin Hagler dead one day after taking it. Hank Aaron dead a couple days after he took it. No big deal. Germany suspends AstraZeneca mRNA vaccine amid clotting concerns and links to deaths and people being paralyzed and having strokes. But that's no big deal. AstraZeneca's European nightmare worsening is Ireland, Netherlands' latest to ban jabs along with Italy and others. This is all AP, zero heads. Look, top of drudge, Germany, France, Italy, halt COVID vax over blood clot fears. Shot ban in 17 nations. Yeah, click on that. Wow, is Matt Drudge back? Has he been kidnapped for the last year? Up until last week, it was all sounded like the New World Order's running. It's kind of gotten better suddenly. Germany, France, nine other countries have all suspended AstraZeneca's vaccine over possible side effects. You know what happened to me in Florida last week? This was last Tuesday. And some of my crew has private YouTube accounts, and we were having trouble uploading over the phones we had, videos we shot on the cellular networks. It was spring break, so many people there. So we used YouTube because this compression's good, and we were able to upload to YouTube, but it was private. No one saw it, but they were already scanning the video with AI, creating text documents, so they got strikes against themselves for saying that countries had banned the vaccines and listing them, like South Africa, like India, and a bunch of others had done it. They banned a video where we just showed news articles because big tech is targeting America for annihilation. And hey, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, you got him, didn't you? Hank Aaron, you got him. And a bunch of other famous people have died or almost died. And boy, they don't like that because that's people hear about famous folks dying. Nothing like getting your organs liquefied. Marvelous Marvin could be the middleweight champion of the world, but he sure couldn't take on that COVID-19 vaccine. But oh, the mainstream news. They're our friends. They try to restrict us talking about it. Can't let the peasants talk about how we're killing them. This is really happening. So now Brian Stelter isn't just anti-free speech. He wants everybody banned that criticizes the vaccines. Now Brian Stelter's a killer. You're a killer now, Stelter. You ate to bed, the Joseph Mengele's of the 21st century, doing things that would make Joseph Mengele the angel of death, the Nazi mad scientist that did all those illegal experiments on people, blush. Bill Gates makes the angel of death just blush in his grave. AstraZeneca's European nightmare worsening. And it goes on and on and on. But here's Fauci. Fauci says, let's play the clip. Fauci says that he's just blown away by people questioning it. Here it is.
I want to talk about vaccine hesitancy here, because we're noticing something, at least in polling, that it is not the conventional wisdom about vaccine hesitancy that you see this divide by race. We're seeing a bigger divide by politics. We talked about it earlier. For instance, among Trump voters, 47% have said that they will not be vaccinated. 30% say yes. Among Biden voters, 58-10. Among Republican men, half of Republican men say they're not going to take this vaccine. You have the PSA with all the former presidents except one, President Trump, in there. Do you think he needs to be enlisted here at all to get his voters to take this vaccine?
Chuck, I hope he does, because the numbers that you gave are so disturbing.
Look at that criminal murder.
Large proportion.
Look at that murder. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very
very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Rachel Daniel will be joining us coming up in the third hour. She is a health advisor, research activist, and writer. She is a candidate and English spokesperson for RAPE, Human Rights Political Party, in Israel. Israel is, again, really going down the historical lane towards total tyranny. Freedom bracelets, checkpoints, they're trying forced inoculations. Netanyahu's talked about microchipping. Children, this is a crazy power grab. That is coming up next hour. I want to specifically open the phones up right now, because she'll be able to take some of your calls next hour as well, on the subject of the COVID lockdowns worldwide, if you're a medical worker, your view on it. And what do you make as listeners of the fact that Marvelous Marvin Hagler I mean, that guy was just an amazing boxer. So entertaining to watch. So athletic. Didn't play a bunch of games. Went in there and literally beat the hell out of his competition. And I'd see him on TV, real healthy, having a great time. Looked like a trillion bucks. Deader than a doornail. And then now they're suspending vaccines all over the world. Pfizer vaccine banned in India. This vaccine banned here, that vaccine banned there. And then meanwhile, you turn on the news, crazy people think there might be a problem. No, it's 100% effective. No one ever got hurt, said Fauci. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's just horrible that they don't trust me. But we are testing it on people. It is a test. We are experimenting on you. We bypassed lab rats. So, Marvelous Marvin, dead at age 66. What is your take on that? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this topic. The lockdowns, the checkpoints, the freedom bracelets, the tyranny. Maybe you'll be able to go and have a hot dog on 4th of July if you do what I say. Big techs doubled, tripled their profits. China made more billionaires last year than all countries combined. The tyrants are taking over. This is their weapon system. You're non-essential. You crawl in a ditch. You die. Tent cities pop up everywhere. They're collapsing the nation by design. 877-789-2539. And I'm going to start going to your calls here as soon as those come in. I know they're flooding in. We've got to get you lined up for that and get you on air. So let's just continue here with the key to all of this. Fauci and Chad say because pandemics are going to get worse and more coming because of climate change. That's right, not because they cooked this up in labs. And again, the border is wide open and there's giant floods, not because of the COVID lockdown causing starvation. No, it's climate change. Yeah, the climate of tyranny. And then there's this video. Police round up woman mourning London kidnapping murder victim in crackdown on vigil held despite the COVID ban. Absolutely incredible. See, you have a vigil over a woman who was kidnapped and murdered. You wear your mask. You submit to all the tyranny. And it's still not good enough. They start tackling and start arresting people because they want the average person to submit because they are a criminal, predatory government. They are thugs. They are the enemies of free humanity. And by the way, I want to get this lady on over the weekend. The whole world got upset by this video of the woman arrested for refusing to wear a mask at a Bank of America in Houston. The governor says you don't have to wear the mask. He never passed a law. That was unconstitutional. But the Democrats control all the cities, including Galveston. It used to be a Republican city. It's got tent cities as well now in it. And so she's in there. She's even trying to go, but she barely talks back. So they tackle her because she's a terrorist and take her to jail. Let's go ahead and roll the shocking footage from the start.
Ma'am, I'll say if they ask you to leave, you have to leave.
My money's in the bank, and I'm going to take it out.
Well, then you have to abide by the rules, and you have to have a mask on.
If this is a state...
It's not. Businesses have the right to refuse service, even if you're not wearing a mask. That's their choice.
My money out.
Awesome. Well, you need to go and get a mask and then take your money out. You're not allowed to do...
I've been waiting here.
Ma'am, listen, we're going to do this the easy way or the hard way.
What are you going to do, arrest me?
Yes, for intruding on premises.
That's hilarious.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And you believe in this?
I believe in it.
Do you believe in it?
The laws, yes.
The laws?
Hit pause.
That I do not.
Hey, P-Brain, it's not the law. Big mega corporations to the UN, Bank of America is one of the biggest banks in the world, are doing this to muscle us and make us wear diaper face masks to teach us that we're dirty and bad and give us bacterial pneumonia so that we will then accept the vaccine so we can go outside. But now that's not enough. It was never going to be enough. It's a planetary takeover. And everybody's got to start standing up and stop being sheep, or we're all going to the FEMA camps when the real bioweapon gets released very soon. I told you they'd do that. Now they're saying, it's so sad to hear another worse one's coming. Yeah, terrorists are going to release it, and climate change. So get ready. This is their power grab. This is the bureaucrats that inflated the currency, that robbed the countries, that sold us all out. And now because the mega banks have stolen trillions, now because they've totally taken over the world, they have launched this lockdown as their smokescreen for putting us under permanent martial law. Let's continue with them assaulting a woman for trying to get her money out because she wouldn't wear the Sharia law burqa over her face. Here it is.
You can not in public, but you're not in public. You're not
a COVID burqa.
I'm not going to argue with you about this. This is not a public place. This is a private business. No, you're not. We're going to go outside.
Are you serious?
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Well, I don't know. Because
let's walk, go walk outside.
You've got some issues.
I've got issues?
That you're taking away
okay.
people's human rights.
Okay.
Let's go outside. Now
let's go outside.
Shoot me, people.
No.
You're going to shoot me for trying not to breathe?
Cool.
Come on, dude.
Don't do that.
Now she's starting to leave, and that's not enough for him. Now he's on the power trip.
Who do you think you are?
Point 10.
Back up. Some old lady is getting handcuffed here.
And that's where she's got him in a lawsuit. She was trying to leave.
Ma'am, put your hands behind your back. Say it. You don't stop resisting. Stop.
Is anybody
going to,
derail here?
Hit pause again.
Really?
According to their COVID rules, notice he said the law earlier. There is no law. But wearing a mask, he says the law. But notice he's not social distancing. He's touching her. Oh, that's an even bigger violation of the made-up UN law. Continue.
No one's going to get real. Wow.
Come on.
Oh, you smashed my upper ground now? Now you're smashing my arm into my private area?
Your private area?
Yeah.
Put your hands behind your back.
My hand is behind my back, sir.
This one. Turn over on your stomach. Put your hand behind your back. Relax.
Twisting her arm behind her back.
Totally
would call her an old lady.
Oh, you are not relaxed. Not relaxed.
Hit pause again. That's political correctness. You're not supposed to say of a woman's nice looking. She's a nice lady. I'm going to say it. Oh, my gosh. You called a woman good looking. You're saying she's a nice looking lady. Everybody's calling her old lady. That's not old. Anyways, nothing wrong with being old. Anyways, let's go back to this.
Filming this, you're hurting me.
Oh, I'm filming it.
This is like cutting.
Yeah,
this
okay.
Like
Stand up. Stand yourself up.
Meanwhile, we're having all our freedom stolen.
I'm like a 65-year-old woman here.
Okay.
Now he's going to force her to get up.
Stand up.
Are you in the trouble?
Stand up.
That gal will probably inject his kids. They'll probably die of COVID vaccines. These people don't do anything. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
I do speak Spanish.
Okay, well, stand up.
They don't appreciate the Constitution, Bill of Rights.
Are you happy?
People
now?
Have grown up in a country that doesn't teach it anymore, and America's dying.
Come on.
You know what? I think
she's getting herself. Come on.
I think you broke my freaking foot.
Okay, I'll call.
And that's my business.
He loves it.
Yeah,
he loves it. He loves it.
Come on. We're going outside.
Look at all these idiots with their masks. They're all good. They're not bad like her. They follow the big Milgram experiment, the Stanford Research Institute. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Alex Jones Show. The tip of the spear when it comes to fighting tyranny and awakening free humanity, the threat of the post-humanist globalist plan. Run your phone calls here in just a moment, but I first wanted to play a clip that is a great example of predictive programming. And that is the 2009 James Cameron film, Avatar, that shows the planet Earth in 100 years or so, and where the atmosphere is so toxic, we've all got to wear these face masks. Now, if you go back and you see the film Blade Runner that came out in the early 1980s, same motif, dark skies, always raining, flooded cities by the year 2017. And, of course, it didn't happen, but that was what Al Gore said was going to happen while he bought oceanfront property 20 years ago, and while Bill Clinton bought oceanfront property 30 years ago, and while Obama bought oceanfront property 10 years ago. And, of course, the seas aren't going up. It's all lies. But they show you a polar bear with its cub on an ice floe, and go, look, they're dying. They can't swim. They can swim 300 miles. They hunt whale and seal on those. Anybody can go read the Wikipedia entry on them. There's five times more polar bears than there were in 1950. Look that up, because of human settlements and feeding them. Yes, you didn't know that? Look it up. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. All fraud. So, here's the intro beginning of the film Avatar from James Cameron.
You always have to wake up. They can fix his spine if you got the money. But not on death benefits, not in this economy. A VA check and 12 bucks will get you a cup of coffee. I'm what they call waitlisted.
And there they all are wearing their little mask. It's all pre-programmed. Now, what did I tell you 15 years ago? It was when I had a falling out with Mark Geis. The only reason I mentioned that, I love Mark, but that was something he did a video on it and criticized me for it. Because we had a dispute over painting royalties on one of his books I published. Great guy. But I remember he goes, Jones claims James Cameron's moving to New Zealand because in the future there'll be no economy and there's going to be a virus released and depopulation. And, you know, Jones just made that up? Well, I didn't make it up. I talked to a major Hollywood producer, had dinner with him, who had just been at James Cameron's facility with James Cameron. And Cameron was going to roll out in the next few years his own movie theaters, where you sit in the middle and it's 3D hologram and incredible. But Cameron just said, I'm not going to even roll this out now because there's just going to be no civilization within 20 years. And this is about 15 years ago. And he said, everybody's going to New Zealand and building bunkers and airfields. Now, I went on air and told you all that. That came directly from James Cameron. That came directly from James Cameron via this well-known movie producer. And again, that's not me up here bragging when I tell you, oh, hey, the producer of 50 top HBO shows came to my office last week. This was years ago. Great guy. I got to drop any names. He wanted to work with me. And I just said, I don't think there'll be any country soon. I can't work with Hollywood. They're not going to let you produce anything with me. And he wanted me to go be part of the secret society in Hollywood that's conservative and all the rest of it. And I didn't do it. But I mean, when I'm up here telling you this stuff, I'm not making this up, okay? I'm not making any of this up. They've all moved to New Zealand. Almost all the big top billionaires. And I don't think it's a very smart place to be, actually. It's like a trap. China's right there. But with nuclear war, they believe, is coming, a limited nuclear war, it will be safer there. And also, from a bioweapon, you can say that at least for a while. That's why New Zealand has done total lockdown drills where not one person's allowed in as a drill to test to block real attacks in the future. And I was told, James Cameron thinks that New Zealand could fall. So he's also got all these ships, this fleet of ships, he claims, that are for finding treasure. He just pays for that with TV programs he produces. But the real reason he has a fleet of ships is so he can have his own private navy during a total, complete collapse. Because James Cameron has been let in on the full plan. Okay? Now, there you go. And that's why all these globalists have bought gigantic yachts now, not just to go party on. They've got their yachts. They're prepared for when this culling takes place. And this movie, Avatar, is about, you know, bad humans killing the new Earth, the new Eden, and the rising up and having to re-educate everybody. Well, the decision's made. They're not going to educate everybody. Klaus Schwab says, we're not going to change the outside world. We're going to change you at the cellular level. He means he's going to kill you, to sterilize you. So notice Cameron sailed off into the sunset here, folks, because they're not going with the plan to educate you. They're going with the plan to kill you. And at a certain point, they got to start killing you, don't they? Don't they? And so that's why it's all over the news that everybody's dying from these vaccines. Because they just finally got to get it wrong. Well, where'd Bob go? Oh, he died. Where'd your mom go? Oh, she died after the COVID shot. You're not supposed to say that. Oh, okay. Just like human sacrifice was accepted in the past. All right, I want to go to a doctor, patriot doctor in Missouri, works at nursing home and wants to comment on COVID vaccines. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Patriot Doctor from Missouri.
Yeah, hi, Alex. So I'm a geriatrician. I'm family medicine trained. I'm a geriatrician. I work in nursing homes. I have had 21 patients that I've identified that have died within 48 hours of getting either the first or second vaccine from AstraZeneca. Now, of course, they are not calling it a vaccine-related incident because CVS is the ones that are administering the vaccine. CVS has the contract to do this. They only are required to monitor the patients for 15 minutes. If something happens after that, it is not a vaccine-related incident. So all I can say to you is that there is an association of death related to the vaccine. But, I mean, a lot of these patients, I have to admit, have a lot of medical issues because, by definition, I mean, they're in their nursing home, so they've got...
Well, sure, that's what it's designed to do, is to get rid of old people.
Absolutely, and there's a huge influx of issues with these patients with associated with this vaccine. The other thing over this weekend I have noticed is that all of our, in the area that I'm at, there has been all of their geriatric psych beds, which are inpatient psychiatric beds designated for older patients over 60, are filled. I have never seen that in the 13 years that I've been practicing. Something is going on with this vaccine that is causing the patients to go.
Well, let me stop you. They've got a major study out on the mRNA vaccines that it causes, especially in older folks that already have protein buildup in the brain associated with brain fog and Alzheimer's type spectrum disorders and diseases, that it's actually triggering a bloom of the proteins and causing an acceleration of the deterioration. And so there's major studies on that, Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm seeing this firsthand. The other issue I want to say, and this is the main reason I have not said who I am, because this cannot come back to me in any way, shape, or form. People need to call, if they have their families in nursing homes, in a nursing home that I am associated with, the social workers were asked to call the families to get permission to give them the vaccine. They altered the documents, falsified the documents in order to get a quote unquote 100% vaccination rate without calling the families.
And is that because they're quote little heroes or because they get bonuses if they get a high rate of vaccination?
I don't know about the bonus part because I have nothing to do with that. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if they're just being lazy. I don't know what the issue is.
Well, Doctor, you've done a great job calling in. Hold for 2 minutes. I'll be able to finish up on the other side. But you have a responsibility now. I would go file a criminal complaint. I know they have vaccine liability protection for the vaccine makers, but this is a criminal enterprise run by the UN, directed by Big Pharma. That's why when it is big groups like Walgreens or CVS administering, you never hear about the clusters of deaths. It's private associations. It's Catholic convents where they take care of old nuns, where you're getting up to 10% of them dying after they have it. This is a plan. And you know it's a plan because when you criticize it, you're totally shut down. Hour number three straight ahead. Please stay there, Patriot Doctor.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.